Boundaries is a big one. All sorts of things. Just like, if you just open your doors to the general public and it's a free for all, you know, who knows what could happen. So it's good to be prepared in that way. Know what can fly, what can't, and how to make sure it stays that way.
And we just got a caller, so I'm going to put them on air now. Please don't swear. How's it going?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Hey, hey. Who's this?
This is Joey K with the Today Junior crew, I guess you could say.
Oh, okay. Hey, nice. How's rhyme. It going?
This is my second year at Dud's Dungeon Fest, and it is amazing.
Nice.
Wow. That's they great. Really organized some magic. It was really cool to see. There was some glass blowing going on.
Yes.
Vendors, three different stages, and it was just, it was pretty cool.
And there was
stages. There was supposed to be three. I think we rained out one of the stages, guys.
Kind of, yeah. It was two stages.
Both outside.
Yeah, both outside became two stages inside. But yeah, thank you for the nice words, and thanks for coming to Dungeon Fest back-to-back years. That's
yeah,
cool.
Crowd surfing in a piled of, you know, I mean, that was something. I don't know if you've seen the picture, but.
Yeah, that's all Lucian. That was his night. He loves free rock.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Keep rocking. Love what you guys do, all of you. Take care.
Thanks. Aww. You too.
Wow. That's sweet.
Today Junior was very fun.
Oh, was, yeah. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Legends. Boston Legends.
Yes, yes. They were, they played in the basement, right? Or no, sorry, not the basement. They played in the garage.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
They were always meant to play in the garage, I swear.
It worked. And you had the glass blowing right over there.
Yep.
And then the other thing that I thought was a great feature was there was free pizza right when I needed it most.
That wasn't us.
This was not
whoever,
us.
Whoever did that.
Yeah. I want to say, was it, I don't remember who it was. I feel like, I don't remember. Somebody.
I didn't even see that happening. I saw a couple people post pictures
Of somebody with free pizza.
Free pizza signs. So,
yeah.
Shout out to whoever.
Shout out Geo's.
Yeah, shout out Geo's Pizza Shop, four doors down from the dungeon. Keeps us all fed.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of neighbors, what's your relationship like with your neighbors?
I know our immediate neighbors, and they're super cool, super nice. They let us make noise in our neighborhood, and they're cool. I don't know too many people in the greater neighborhood, but, you know, for the most part, we have good luck with the neighbors. Not too much happens. Once in a while, we'll get a noise complaint and the cops will show up and we got to deal with that. But we never get shut down.
They can't really do anything until 11 anyway. That's when the noise ordinance is, but they have to show up. So,
yeah, we're always off by 11 and that keeps everyone satisfied. Works for us, works for them, I guess.
Yeah. No, that's good because it's always a challenge, but I'm glad that you guys lucked out. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't still be doing it 5 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk all about like the good ways to like run a DIY venue and all, but like so much of it is just such a lucky situation that we're in that has led to the longevity. So, yeah.
Do you have a favorite night or lineup that has occurred at the dungeon?
Dungeon Fest 2024.
Glad honestly, I was there for the best one.
It was pretty peak.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's hard to say. I can't, it's.
Yeah. Like just like a regular show.
Just like a show, like anyone has to stand out. I remember since we were talking about Three Mandarines, Campbell actually moved away to Colorado for a little bit. And there was kind of like, you know, not total certainty Three Mandarines would come back one day, but so with that being the case, we threw like a Three Mandarines farewell show, and I don't know, the place was just like packed to the gills with everyone and like such a good spirit sending them off and having a fun time. So for whatever reason, I always remember that specific one, but a lot of them blur together over the years. Disco night when Free Rock released their disco album, Dirty Disco. Can't recommend it enough. Oh my god. We had like a whole disco night, and that was a great night. It was total dance party.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to listen to another song?
Totally.
What have you got for us next?
Since we just talked about Free Rock's Dirty Disco, this is...
Miami 2?
I like Miami 2. I don't know. I was going to say Speed of Might because they played it at Dungeon Fest.
Okay.
Everyone was dancing under the disco ball. Last set of the night, Free Rock played Speed of Might, and it was great. So we'll say Speed of Might by Free Rock.
All right, let's do it. So when I saw that that song was 7 minutes long, I was like, oh, yeah, we might just have to fade this one out in the middle or something. But then we had such a great conversation off air that we just lost track of time. And now we're going to sit here awkwardly in silence for another 7 minutes.
Yeah, right. Nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. No, but we touched on a bunch of things, how they're not local, but we talked about King Gizzard a bit.
Yes.
You know, and I think
the best
that
band ever.
Yeah, we love King Giz.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool that they've had a large influence on the bands that are coming up now. Yeah. But and it's nice that there are a lot of bands that are borrowing and gaining fans of King Gizzard without totally taking.
Yeah, like aping the sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 King Giz rocks. We love him.
Mm-hmm. King Giz also has like an amazing DIY thing going on with, like, especially like this past tour with the they recorded every show and like you could live stream and watch it. They're all already on Spotify, which is so cool. It was great to watch the rest of the tour.
Yeah. I think they're releasing the stems too.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah. I've already heard like fan mixes of them on, for certain shows.
Cool.
And at Dud's Dungeon, we run a little tape label out of it, and it's called Basement Crab Records. And we plan on making some King Giz live bootlegs for the shows that we went to over this past tour.
We'll put out some bootlegs.
Yeah. Another thing I was thinking was, you know, once those stems are out there, I think it's time for, you know, King Gizzard karaoke.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't even think about that.
That's genius.
It's time. Mm-hmm. That could get me to do karaoke.
Here we go.
Hot water.
Hot wax.
Hot wax.
Dripping. Give me the dripping tap. Imagine doing a 20-minute karaoke.
Oh, my God. If there's a Touch Tunes at a place, I put the dripping tap on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was thinking like, oh, yeah, make a quick buck. Just like upload all of them without any of the vocals to YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, call it karaoke. There you go. If you make money off of it, donate some of it to WMFO. Anyone listening?
Heard.
But yeah, also just like we got on that topic because Free Rock, some of their stuff is really gizzy.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of really cool bands coming up that have that nice psychedelic sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. We even, last year for my brother Jake, who does the dungeon with us, for his birthday, we got Free Rock plus Matt here and plus our friend Nick to do a King Giz cover set for Jake's birthday. And they did like
23, 24 songs. God. It was crazy.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
On the Dud's Dungeon YouTube page, we have a few of those songs up
probably
there.
Like 4 or 5.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
They're on the YouTube page. They're all, you know, Jacob records all our stuff and he's in Free Rock, so they sound great.
Nice. Yeah, there was also a cool Gizzard cover band out of Berkeley.
Yeah, played I heard of them.
Yeah, they were fun. Ming Gizzard.
Yeah.
I think that they were ruminating on whether they should come back and play another show. It's fun.
I mean, why not? Do it.
Yeah, right?
People
kids. Showed up. Yeah. And on that note, so Matt, you are also in Dowsing Rod.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Dowsing
Rod?
Sure. D-Rod.
Yeah. Dowsing Rod is a kind of punk, kind of emo, a little bit of shoegaze type of band. We started like sometime last year, and it's got Elliot from Three Mandarines and Free Rock. And on drums. And then Vardo, who is also in Three Mandarines and Party Mountain. And it's been a great time. Doing all that, we got an EP out. We're playing October 12th
at Deep Cuts. Be Dowsing there. Rod. No, for real. Dowsing Rod is the reason why I exist in this music scene. Just waiting for a band like that to happen. They are so good and so inspiring. So get on the Dowsing Rod hype train, I guess. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. And Jake, do you make any music?
I'm John.
Oh, you're John. I'm sorry.
My brother's Jake.
It's the J's.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Very easy. I don't. I don't.
That's why he has so much time to do everything else.
Yeah. I'm the organized guy, send the emails guy, hear something I like and say, come play my basement guy. Yeah, but Just a fan.
If you could play anything, what would you want to play?
Wow, because like anything, honestly, I'd love to be able to play the guitar, be able to play some guitar licks.
He owns a bass.
Satisfying. I own a bass. I got a bass during the pandemic, so Matt didn't blow his brains out. could teach us some songs, play a little Mac DeMarco. Yeah, I don't know. I'd play anything. I like fooling around with my brother's drum kit. I'd like to get better at that. But mostly, I probably won't. and we'll just enjoy other people's music.
Oh yeah, being able to listen to music is a great musical skill.
Love it.
Yeah. And speaking of Dowsing Rod, you guys have really cool stickers.
Yes, thank you.
Big fan of your stickers, and I see them all around town, and I'm always like, hell yeah, that's a cool.
That's because awesome.
You've got like a one of those medieval doctors with like the long right. Is that
not really
with the dowsing?
I've heard that before.
It's is that not what it is?
It's like, just dude. A guy with a bird for a head.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I've gotten that before, and I'm like, what?
Yeah,
I guess
people.
I don't think about that because I know how it was made. It was like a bird from, it was like from a, what's that guy who does the barbershop? Pictures of the kid getting his hair cut, you know, some classic Americana stuff.
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah,
like,
you know.
Like Rockwell?
Norman Rockwell. It was just like cut out from a book. It was like a kid flying a kite and like a white ibis.
Mm.
It got cut off and pasted and drawn dowsing rods in his hand. So I guess I never think about it as a witch doctor, but like
you knew how it was
clearly people do.
yeah,
it's cool.
But people like that imagery. So
yeah,
it works.
Yeah, absolutely. On that, I think if we play.
Dun, 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 dun.
Would you guys prefer Dull or Caterpillar? I know Caterpillar's a bop.
Up to you.
Yeah, you choose. They're both great songs.
Do you want a song that's 2 minutes or 4 minutes?
Yeah, I know that I've listened to Caterpillar and enjoyed it, and I haven't heard Dull yet. So let's hear Dull, and then we'll have another couple minutes to talk after that.
September Sun.
All right, here we go. All right, and we've been joined by a caller or two. We've got Rocky and Charlotte on the line. How's it going?
What's up?
Dowsing Rod's number one fans here. We're having a good night.
and they're at wine night, and they need a rule for their game. Cheers to the governor. They need a rule for what happens when they get to the number 13.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is this like
drink the rest of the decanter?
Empty okay. the decanter.
I want those tasting notes on the wine.
Can you give us a normal rule?
Yeah.
We won't get alcohol poisoning.
You have to howl at the moon.
We already have that. That's
a rule.
So that's number five. Yeah, yeah.
Why that's did tough. I even think of that?
What about,
you got to do the worm.
Do the worm.
Oh, okay. That's good.
There you go, Matt.
Do you guys have question master?
Where did that one come from? Was that Matt?
Yeah, that was me.
That was Matt.
Good job, Matt.
You also have to say Matt really loud while you're doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, you have
fantastic.
To scream
that. All right, well, thank you for our new rule.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in.
I need the wine tasting notes.
Love you guys. We love you guys.
We love you. Rocky's my girlfriend. She runs the dungeon, too.
Thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, they're at Charlotte's neighbors. Wine night.
Yeah, fantastic.
We dropped them off on the way in.
Nice. Well, I'm glad that it was convenient, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Nice. And yeah. Yeah, I like the dungeon community. I'll have to it's a trip. It's a trip to get there, but
yeah.
it's yeah. well worth the drive.
Yep. You got to be willing to come to Weymouth. But that's honestly that's why we throw shows all over the place too. Like we'll do shows at the dungeon, but We put on shows at all the different little clubs in the city and beyond even, so you can catch a glimpse of the community all over.
And we have another caller.
What?
Who will it be?
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
It is very good. How are you?
Great. Who are we speaking with?
This is John Laurenti.
Yo, what's
hey,
up, John?
What's good, boys? How are you? How are you enjoying radio time?
Oh, it's great.
I love Mellow Max.
Oh.
That's so wonderful to hear. You guys are putting out some sick tunes right now. Love hearing all these great bands that you guys have been putting on at the Dungeon. It's always enjoyable hearing bands that I've seen live on the radio. So
it cool should happen more.
Yes,
it should. Yeah, John's awesome. He did a bunch of interviews at Dungeon Fest. He walked around with a GoPro and a mic and did some crowd interviews, some band interviews.
Yep.
So we'll probably be putting those out on our YouTube and probably snippets on Instagram. So thanks for doing that, John, by the way.
Thanks for letting me do that. I was very happy to be a part of that. And like last year, I was just a fan attending, so it was really cool for me to be more involved and like participate more. It definitely made me happier to like be more involved this year, so I enjoyed just working with you guys and like being able to just walk around and do my thing and hear great music all day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, thanks for letting me do it.
And those are also out as some of them are already out as podcasts, right?
Oh, that's a different.
Or that's a different. Yeah, that's a different
actually
person.
Separate,
yeah. Oh my goodness, there were multiple interviews going on.
Yeah,
wow.
We could shout out the Emo Van podcast.
Yeah,
great podcaster. He did interviews in my living room.
Yes.
So, yep.
Yeah, a couple of those are out already.
The Dowsing Rod one is out.
Yeah,
you can listen to me yap.
Yep. Film and Gender too. You can listen to Isley and Brett yap in my living room during Dungeon Fest, where all the equipment storage was. It was fun little setup
with tattoos going on down the hall in the kitchen.
Yeah, people getting tattooed in the kitchen, interviewed in the living room. I don't know why my parents let us do this.
I interviewed Rocky while she was getting a tattoo, actually.
I know you. She's scared. She's scared of that one. I'm gonna have to wipe the footage.
But it should be okay. I think we should be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to give a call and just say hi, you guys. Hope you're enjoying your time on the air and wish you all the best. And I hope that I get to see you guys very, very soon because
yes.
You guys are just fun to hang out with and love talking to you guys. You
thanks,
know?
John.
Yeah, and thanks all for calling in. It was a pleasure chatting with you. And I'm looking forward to hearing your interviews.
Yeah, thank you. I look forward to hearing back from people who are excited about these interviews. And definitely check out more radio stuff at 91.5. Yeah.
Woo! Let's go.
Woo! You got it.
You know how to sell it, John.
Peace, guys.
Peace. Have a good night.
See you, John.
John's actually, we have plans with our YouTube live session series where we bring bands in to record. John might be doing an interview portion for the live sessions for the future ones we record. So look out for that too, I guess.
Very nice. And it looks like Drop Bear is just about ready. So we're going to listen to a quick song. And then they're going to be playing live right here, so don't go anywhere. In the meantime, we're going to hear a quick one from Sunset Mission. Thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks
for having us.
Thanks.
That was just Sunset Mission, and now we're going to hear from Drop Bear in Studio B.
Hi, everybody. We're Drop Bear. We're from Boston. So excited to be here tonight. And hi, we're Drop Bear. I don't know what it is about being on the radio. It's like my voice drops like 5 octaves. It's like, hey. We're Drop Bear. We're from Boston, playing songs off of our brand new full-length album called Magic City. Please check us out. Available on all streaming things. Got another one coming up for you. This one's called Drift Dissolve.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in and listening. Again, we're Drop Bear. We're local. We got a couple shows coming up. What are you doing tomorrow? Are you going to Deep Cuts? Because you should, because we'll be playing then. 7 o'clock. With Holy Wire and Misuser. That song we just played was Drip Dissolve. We got some more coming up for ya. Tell your friends about us. New Gaze Band. We have Matt on the guitar playing, DJ on the drums. This next song is called Northern Lights. I'm Rachel. We got Christian on bass and Sean on guitar as well. Treasures. You're listening to Drop Bear. Thanks so much for tuning in on WMFO. We have a little interview afterwards. Listen to us answer some questions. Be a little clever. Be put on the spot. It'll be great. Again, we're local, playing songs off of our new release called Magic City. You can find us on Instagram, Drop Bear Band, one word, as well as Bandcamp. No.
Oh, we're not.
Wait, Drop Bear Boston on Bandcamp, Drop Bear Band on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm getting schooled by our socials. Well, you know, there was Drop Bear in Australia. It's like an EDM thing. I don't know. We're cooler. All right. This next song is a steamy one. Picture. Really humid. Miami. Magic City. It's raining. A little less crazy than it is right now. Hope everyone's doing okay. But anyway, this song is inspired by Magic City. Thank you. open was our title track called Magic City. We're Drop Bear. Very excited to be back in here. We actually, I think, played 2 years ago. Was it 2 years? Time flies. Back then, we were playing our first set of music. Bystander was a big single from that one. And we've done a lot of evolving since then. We hope you enjoy this new stuff. We're really proud of it. Shout out to Ryan Heft, Malachor Audio, and all the other buddies that support us in making this thing possible.